And mostly sunny in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The mayor's proposed city budget is stoking frustration among people in the entertainment industry because of something that was left out. Nashville's Entertainment Commission, which works to provide resources to creatives and recruit film, TV, and music projects for Nashville, had been searching for an executive director. The commission had been promised dollars for the position, but at a recent budget hearing, Masami Tyson, the mayor's chief of staff, said those dollars had been cut.
Our budget is tight. And so there are some programs for which we wanted to fund, but were unable to, and that was one of them.
The mayor's proposal is not yet final. On June 2nd, the Metro Council will hold its annual budget public hearing. Residents can voice what they would like to see in the funded budget. Typically, council members will then offer revised alternatives to the mayor's proposal. The council must agree on one by the end of June, otherwise the mayor's budget will take effect. You can see our ongoing coverage of Metro's budget hearings at WPLN.org. A Korean company has taken full ownership of the battery plant under construction at Ford's Blue Oval facility in West Tennessee. The factory was originally supposed to support the production of electric pickup trucks on that campus, but after multiple delays, Ford has decided to pivot. Once completed, the vehicle factory will make gas-powered trucks starting in 2029. The automaker's former partner, SK On, is pivoting too. Instead of making only EV batteries, SK On plans to make automotive and energy storage systems. The Tennessee Lookout reports the Korean firm expects to beat Ford to the finish line. Its production line is expected to be up and running in 2028. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.